In our gospel, Jesus tells us, be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. So stay awake, therefore stay awake, lest the master come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I will say to all, stay awake. 4 times, Jesus tells us and calls us to wakefulness, to rouse ourselves, to keep our spiritual ears and eyes open, to be fully conscious spiritually, to be ready with our minds and our hearts to welcome the new day when our Master Jesus comes back. In our reading from Romans, it's a very similar message. Paul says, wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. With these scriptures, God is calling us to see our present time as lingering night, just before the break of day. A new and eternal day when Jesus comes back to usher in his kingdom, when he will right every wrong and when he'll make all things new. Jesus has been gone for 2,000 years, it appears. Generations have been born and died. Kingdoms, many of them, have risen and fallen. There have been 2,000 years since Jesus spoke these words, and it seems like an awfully long night. It often doesn't appear that the dawn of a new age is around the corner, as Jesus says. The darkness of humanity seems to have grown. My parents grew up under the dark cloud of World War II. My generation grew up in the terrifying shadows of the threat of nuclear war. Today, we live under the dark cloud of international and domestic terrorism. I like how Jesus compares this world to humanity living in a house. The master appears to have abandoned the house, to have gone away. He's been gone a long time, 2,000 years. And so in our hearts, we may have grown empty, just as the house feels empty. The darkness of the night has convinced some of us that the dawn of his return will never come. As humanity, we have lost faith. As occupants of this house, of this planet, the darkness is perhaps all we have known. We've grown so accustomed to the darkness, we believe that it is our normal and all that is real. The darkness threatens to chase the hope away, and the hope and promise of light that Jesus promises to bring. And so we begin to fall asleep spiritually. Our eyelids grow heavy and our limbs grow weighed down. Our eyes itch with the desire to close and to shut out. Our hearts sink in the dark void of the house without a master. Under these conditions, why should it surprise any of us that we grow weary and tired during this 2,000-year night? The lack of hope and light threatens to drain all the hope within us. But Jesus tells us not to succumb to the night. He says, stay awake. Wake up. Jesus, the light of the world, cries out to us through the darkness. The night has lingered on so long Jesus says that my coming back sounds like a far-fetched dream. But the day is coming. And when it comes, it will come quickly, when the new day will dawn. The light of that new day will be so bright, Scripture says, that we will have no need for sun or moon. The light of the Son of God will radiate brightly into our being like a bright, cloudless day does after weeks of gloomy skies. The darkness of Christ's absence and the memory of a broken world will soon be a distant memory. The light will shine in the darkness, and as Scripture says, the darkness cannot overcome the light. Think about what it's like to fly in an airplane. Some of you have experienced this. You lift off the ground under cloudy skies, darkness. But soon, you break through the clouds and you leave the clouds behind and underneath. And what a beautiful surprise it is, the first time to see blue skies and the sun shining so brightly. And we're reminded that it's always there, though the clouds cover. And we know that the earth is spinning on its axis. At night, we know that the earth will soon spin out of its own shadow. Dawn is coming. From our perspective, the sun is rising. But really, the earth is simply moving itself out of its own shadow. The promise of a new day will come quickly. The Master comes the same way. And so he tells us, wake up. Stay awake. I'm giving you an opportunity to live in that light of eternal reality now. We don't need to live the lie that the darkness is permanent. God wants each of us to live each day with our eyes fixed on the eastern horizon, knowing that the Son of God will appear in his blinding glory one day. We should stay awake spiritually, knowing that he will not let us down. He stretches his almighty hand to us even this morning. He takes us by the shoulders and shakes us with his word, stay awake. Scripture has that power to stir us awake to alertness spiritually with our hearts and our minds and our souls. This morning, he splashes us with water to wake us up to the reality of our adoption and forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He comes to us in his body and blood. A heavenly feast in the Lord's Supper, a holy meal to give us the energy and faith to get through the night. For centuries, the church has practiced not eating until they take Holy Communion on Sunday morning, a true break fast. Holy Communion is like this early morning meal that we have just before the dawn of an eternal day. And so we long for the Son of God. Awake. Longing for him to rise and to fully shine on us and the world he has made. And that's why we pray. Even so, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.